The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Let's get back to the conversation, shall we? I think that we have a responsibility to put some springtime into your step. When I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, and my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Kara Schillen are here with a focus first on people who are making news. People in the news include Jennifer Aniston. Apparently, somebody thinks, or a number of people think, that she is the world's most beautiful woman. This is the second time this has happened. She says vitamins, exercise, and smoking grass. She looks as ageless as she does. This is on the cover of the May 2nd issue. She was the most beautiful woman in the world back in 2004, according to People magazine. How do they come up? She said she felt chubby when she first started acting. She didn't like her bubble butt. Worked hard in the gym to tone it. Takes lots of vitamins. Takes care of her body. Attributes her beauty to inner confidence and peace. She describes her husband as the sweetest, easiest person. He makes her laugh and is so interesting. Okay. That doesn't take away from the fact that you're rumored to be a pothead. So what is that? I would have thought that that would do bad things for your teeth and your skin. In and of itself. I'm not being facetious. There are a number of people that I know who are connected around, and it isn't apparently a secret that she loves to smoke pot. So at 47, I guess maybe what I'm...
Whatever kind she's smoking, maybe there's some sort of special ageless beauty serum in there because she looks... would you ever think she was 47?
Well, I don't know why people at 47 smoke pot, but I guess people of all ages do it. If you're sick, I get it. But I still don't get, and I don't mean to make that the focus of this.
Right.
I find that she's... I wouldn't say she's the most beautiful woman in the world, but she's... I think she's attractive. She has a nice way about her. I would, I like her movies. I think she's okay in the movies. I think she was great in Friends. She has a good work ethic. But is she the most beautiful woman in the world? No. I would tell you who I think the most beautiful woman in the world is, whether people would agree we are. It's a very subjective thing.
It is.
It's a very subjective thing. It's not objective at all. So it's whoever you think. This is the editorial decision of the people at People magazine. Good. All right. But are there other beautiful women? Yeah, for lots of different reasons. I think Meredith is beautiful. Have you ever seen a picture of her? You and most people who are objective would look at her and say she's a beautiful woman. Does she have the same qualities as Jennifer Aniston? I think she looks better. Oops, I better not say that she's older. She looks better. But that's objective because that's what I care about. I'm sure Richie would say that his wife is the most beautiful person in the world. I'm sure your boyfriend would say, Victoria, you're the most beautiful woman in the world.
Better.
Kara's boyfriend would say she's the most beautiful woman in the world. So to say stuff, I mean, the queen may be to some people the most beautiful woman in the world. By the way, the queen's birthday is today. She's 90 years old. And is looking, there's a special posting someplace.
Yeah.
She's looking for an assistant. What is this? You ought to work at Buckingham Palace. The Queen needs a social media director. Makes 70 grand a year. Have 33 vacation days. And free lunch every day.
Wow. 33 vacation days is great, but $70,000 to run such a high-profile thing?
Yeah.
Is that really worth it?
She has a new website. Is it called Her Majesty's new website? What's it
called? I actually don't know, but that's funny. It should be called that.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the Queen in the news, the story of Jennifer Aniston. Let's see, what other... Oprah's in the news today. She, by the way, Oprah turned 62 a short while ago. And I find...
For me, Oprah was kind of always ageless.
Yes.
Even though she doesn't look the same as she did when she had the fro when she first went on. But she,
I think she looks better. She's gotten prettier with age, I think.
Yeah, she's getting it. In lots. She has a wonderful life, and she seems to. I love listening to her and Deepak Chopra together.
Yes.
Frankly.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah, anyway.
Super Soul Sunday. I love that.
Yeah, that's right. So she went to work. She invested a bunch of dough in Weight Watchers, and her stock went way up. She became the spokesperson, and she went to a Weight Watchers support meeting to celebrate losing her own 30 pounds. Other women in the meeting screamed and applauded when she and Gayle King wandered into the room. She was given a bravo. It's kind of like a gold star when you were in the third grade, right? You did the right thing. 30 pounds. So who goes on these diets? Carrie, you ever been on a formal diet?
Not really. My parents did the South Beach when I was younger, and so because they were both doing it, kind of everybody in the family had to do it. But I've never followed one of the programs.
You never felt like you needed to go on a diet.
I mean, it's so much, just so much work. I felt like I could be in better shape, but just all of these things, you have to pay the money and you have to, go to the websites or sign into apps every day. And it's just,
expensive eating all the food and stuff. Yeah,
I would rather just shop for myself and live my own life and try to be healthy on my own.
All right. Sure. What are you in diets?
I'm more of a cleanse fan. I like kind of tweaking my diet as much as possible. But my mom, I'll say, my mom is a lifetime Weight Watchers member, and she still goes to, she goes every week to her meetings, and she lost like 20 pounds.
Isn't it Weight Watchers like going to the Alcoholics Anonymous weekly
meeting? Oh my God, it's a cult. Yes.
Yeah.
I had to stop her because in public she said, well, this week my leader says, I said, Mom, you've got to stop with the leader
you're
stuff.
A leader.
She goes, that's what they're called. I said, I understand that, but people think you're in a cult. Stop it.
All right, for Bob Marley fans, this is something I'm trying to wrap myself around here. Snapchat, say it again, Doug. Snapchat has responded to criticism that its Marley filter created digital blackface. This is what they said at Snapchat is, this gives people a new way to share their appreciation for Marley and his music. This came about because yesterday was 420 day, the whole marijuana thing, yada, 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 yada. So what do we make of this? Much ado about nothing. The fact that it just, it's interesting that people pay much attention to this sort of thing as they do. I've used Snapchat. I think it's actually...
I'm just confused about what they're supposed to do in this situation, because
Snapchat?
I'm talking about Snapchat. If you want to have a Bob Marley filter, which they apparently worked on with his estate, and I don't think I feel like that shows appreciation to have a Bob Marley filter.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to just have the dreads in the hat? Because I feel like people would have an issue with that as well. Like, oh, you're replacing his face with your face, and
come up with a face. I put a pig face on with dreads and a hat, just to be different. Nobody else finds that amusing or interesting.
I'm trying to picture that actually. I just think this is another example of the people who are actually using Snapchat don't have a problem with this, but this is other people who don't even use Snapchat having
judgment.
They want to say something about it.
Yeah, right. I think it's discriminatory, racist, right?
Well, if the Bob Marley estate has designed this, then clearly they don't see a problem with it.
All right, one other name in the news, Curt Schilling, former Boston Red Sox player, good pitcher in his time. He's been on ESPN for a number of years as an analyst, but no more, because he committed the cardinal sin. You dummy, Curt, you put something on your Facebook page that wasn't acceptable to those who are interested in making sure that you're, the politically correct police. Now, he posted a transphobic meme on his Facebook page. That's as much as I know. It was anti-transgender, as you might imagine. So he's deleted the post, but he's committed the sin. He said, I didn't post the meme, that ugly picture. I made a comment about basic functionality of men and women's restrooms. Why does an ESPN guy have to say anything about that?
Right.
Use your head, pal.
He's he's a loose cannon, right?
Oh,
I don't follow sports that much, but I've heard about him.
Yeah, he's a very, I don't know why they hired him, frankly. He's way off the charts. He's a right-wing whack job.
Now, I see here he was suspended from the network in 2015.
Yeah.
For a tweet that compared Muslims to Nazis. Okay.
Right. But what the hell is that got to do with sports?
Right, exactly.
You know, if you're going to do it, well, I was going to say you got your own, you might have a Facebook page like I do. I have a Facebook page for the radio program, and I have my own personal Facebook page. But what difference does it make? People are still going to see the post, no matter where you put it.
It still comes from you. And even if, you know, a lot of people are big fans of saying, you know, on their Twitter profile, all opinions are my own. Well, okay, but, you know, if that affects or reflects poorly on your company that you work for, then it really does involve more people than just you.
Hmm.
And ESPN is, you know, they're very protective of their brand.
We get back to that freedom of speech thing. You have freedom of speech as long as it fits into the people that hire you have, I suppose, a right to expect you to have a particular image in this circumstance. And if you don't hold up to the image, then it's not what they want. These people don't want that kind of controversy. They probably, some of them, I'm sure, some of his superiors agree with him, but they don't want the controversy. It takes away from their brand and the focus that advertisers have. ESPN is a very saleable brand. So you get in the way with something stupid like that, and they're not going to take a chance. They're going to toss you. And, I remember any number of times. Look what Limbaugh got into, the trouble he got into when he said something. It affected his radio career to a certain extent, but certainly killed him on TV. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hey, there's a consultant who will pick your baby name for you. Story at DougStefan.com. You want to pay somebody to name your baby. Who would do something like that? Why would you hire somebody to name your baby? What is the matter with you? If you're an expecting parent, get out the book, will you? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We use mobile. mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Enough of Adele. For whatever reason, I was in a supermarket last night, and I actually stood still. I was in to get some flowers, and I stood in the out of the line for a minute to listen, not to this song, but to another Adele song. It's funny how she has affected me, and I guess millions and billions of other people. Yeah, this is a great song. Great, great song. Bill Murray is officially one of Adele's big fans. They're called daydreamers, I guess, Victoria. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that he has become a fan. He listens to her music when he drives his sons to school. First time I listened to her, I had Adele on, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and all of my sons were in the back singing. And I'm thinking, what the heck touched these guys? So I started singing it myself after I dropped them off at school. This is great stuff. And she has what appears to be a sparkling, bright, brilliant personality.
Oh, she does.
I think I get that from the stunt that she did with Ellen and that car karaoke thing that she did with James, what's his face?
Gordon.
She's just fantastic.
And then when she dressed up as an Adele impersonator.
Yeah, that was great too. Yeah.
That was even better.
That was perfect. All right, also in the musical news today, Gwen Stefani.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's because I remember for the first time since I hated you that I used to love you. I don't know why I cry, but
now,
I think it's
I have to confess, Jennifer would probably be taking me to task for this, and Victoria, you can do that if you'd like. I was not much of a Gwen Stefani fan, even though she's very popular with a broad spectrum. She doesn't have a narrow audience base. She has a very broad spectrum of fans.
She's got a lot of different types of music.
So I think that's
a very fair statement.
Right. Yesterday, court papers released on the divorce proceedings with she and her husband, Gavin Rossdale. Apparently, it's all been settled. There is an unequal split
of the couple's assets that was part of it. See, I even hesitate to talk about this stuff because I don't think it's anybody's business what happened to them. They were married for 13 years, okay. They live in a 50-50 state, but they agreed to a less than 50% of everything sort of split because I think she's worth more.
A lot more. Yeah. Yep, a lot.
I don't know that much about him. What's his story?
He was the lead singer of a band called Bush. They had a few hits in the 90s, and then that was it. And then she took off. Actually, they met because No Doubt was Bush's opening act back in the day. And that's how they met. So, and then she became a global superstar, and he just didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Now, she's not on with Adam Levine. She's not on that same show, is she?
She's on The Voice, yes. This season, she's not on this cycle, but she'll be back again.
I got it. All right, speaking of The Voice, Adam Levine in the musical news. Apparently, he and his wife, who is a Victoria's Secret model named Beate Prinsloo, is that how you pronounce it?
That is true, yep.
Yeah. Expecting their first child, baby girl. How old the guy is he? Is he, what, 30?
I think he's
something
like 34.
Is he? Okay. So the baby's due in September.
It's kind of, I feel bad for her. The way this got out was because people were spying on her. She was shopping with a fellow Victoria's Secret model, and she bypassed the boys' clothes and went to the girls, and so that's how everybody knows it's a girl.
Oh, come on.
No privacy. I know. It's terrible.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Yep, paparazzi got a snap of it.
Yeah, okay. Let's snap right back at him. I have also confessed to liking Maroon 5.
Yeah.
I don't know that I paid. He's there, and the important part, I guess, of it. But there's something about their music that's pretty appealing too. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. No one wants to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Crotch sniffing. Dogs like to sniff each other's bottoms, but it's different when they nose up to someone's crotch. It's not bad manners. As a matter of fact, according to your dog, it's good. Dogs can get a lot of information about other dogs by sniffing around down there, and they probably get the same info by sniffing people, too. If your dog's nosiness bothers you or the people they sniff, some good obedience training may help. It's kind of like Google for your dogs, or your dog's just surfing the web. By sniffing other dogs, it tells them about their hormones, about what type of food is in the area, can even tell them about their mood. So that's why very often when people come into your home, the first thing the dog does is go sniff them in the inappropriate areas. Try to explain it to your friends. Try to explain it to your guests. But the dog's doing it as a good thing, not as a bad thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Get by with a little help from our friends. I'm here with my friends. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is here. And I continue with a focus because there are a lot of people in the news today, and not the least of which, I actually was going to start with this, and I thought, this is too sad, but the death of China, the wrestler who became so famous. Her real name was Joni Laurer, L-A-U-R-E. She was big in the 90s and 2000s. She was found dead yesterday. This woman, after she got out of the Wrestling Federation, became sort of a punchline for a lot of jokes. She was on a lot of B-level celebrity shows and got even into some porn movies and that sort of thing. Has been on drugs off and on, so her website says that, well, they didn't say on the website, but the police are saying it was probably an overdose. But she was one of the really dominant female wrestlers. I remember when I used to go to college, my friends and I would drive up to Cobo Hall in Detroit to watch the wrestlers, and we used to, it was the most fun. We would go up Saturday nights, get in my car when we were seniors and drive up, the four of us, and we would, it was so foolish then. I remember the Fabulous Moolah, who was the big champion at the time, and how much different there were, the way that McMahon has changed all of that and what he's created with characters like China. But I've heard from any number of sources, and I don't know this to be a fact, that a lot of these people get so badly hurt, they get hooked on drugs and they never get off, and they never really get off. It's one of the dirty, dark secrets. You know, we all talk about the NFL and what happens with the concussions.
You're going to hit a wagon over your head every night for five.
5 years, and what,
right.
what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, Izzy.
Yeah, and I learned all that, too, from that movie The Wrestler, which was kind of brutal at times to see how much pain yeah. these athletes are in. And I know yeah. it's like theater, but it's really athletic, too,
yeah.
and
right.
dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So anyway, that apparently is what happened to her. Also in the news today, Abigail Koff. Remember her? She was the youngster that was hit with the bullet by the Uber driver. This yeah. was back in February. He's charged with murder and attempted murder and all that other stuff. His name Jason Dalton, I think was his name, drove for Uber. But this young lady was mistakenly declared dead in the hospital. And then when her mother went over to kiss her goodbye, she squeezed her mother's hand. Remember that? She was dead. Pronounced dead. Her mother was sobbing. She went over to kiss her goodbye, and this kid grabbed her hand and squeezed it. So the doctors come running in, and they perform all kinds of emergency surgery on her. God love her. She's out of the hospital. And she's getting rehabilitated at a center, 14 years old. She's now walking. She's talking. She's eating. She can move fast. She's practicing her running. So she got out of the hospital yesterday and said the most fantastic thing about getting out of the hospital was she got to see her pet pig.
Aww.
But how about that for a story? The mother, imagine, they were about to, Richie loves these stories, because they were about to harvest her organs.
Yep.
And her mother.
Oh, God, that is so scary.
I don't know. Richie talks about this all the time. Don't let anybody near the plug.
In every hospital, there's a salesperson, and it's their job to sell your organs once they call it.
Uh-huh.
And that guy's going, that guy's dead, man. You might as well just give them to me.
Right. They sell the organs?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
What do you think organ donation is all about? It's a big business. It's a big business.
It's not like I'm giving them away.
Have you seen...
I'm an organ donor, but I didn't know someone was going to be buying or bidding on my...
Let me tell you something. I used to be in the used car business, all right? These guys are the same guys. They're just selling kidneys, lungs, hearts.
Okay. Have you watched House of Cards this year yet?
No.
I've never seen House of Cards.
You should see House of Cards.
I know. No, everyone tells me
I started watching season one a few weeks ago.
No. See the... Well, this would be a spoiler alert, but one of the themes of this year's... of the season that we're in right now is him getting shot. And he's in the hospital, and he's dying, and he needs a liver transplant. Now, this one of the reasons that House of Cards is as good as it is because these people are really bad. The character as president that Kevin Spacey plays is just really bad. And his wife is just as bad. And she's played by, what's-his-face's ex-wife?
Yes.
Sean Penn's ex.
Sean Penn's,
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright, yeah. She's quite good as a dastardly cur in this as well, but a different sort of flavor. Anyway, so part of the theme, Richie, is that he gets shot and badly injured, and one of the shots destroys his liver. So he's waiting in line for a liver transplant, and his chief of staff gets him. He's number three on the list, and if he doesn't hurry him he's going to die.
The president is number three on the list?
Right. Yeah, they can't get him to number one. Yeah. So chief of staff, just people that are on the list. Chief of staff goes to the Secretary of Health and Human Services and says, you're going to lose your job if the president doesn't move up to the top of the list. So some other guy dies because he was under the president. Yeah. Anyway, so he goes through...
Probably David Crosby.
And gets the liver transplant and survives.
The day you need a liver, the president's right in front of you.
Yeah, right.
Or right behind you.
See you later,
are there any restrictions on the president being an organ donor? Or do you think they ask, like, just hold off on being a donor until you're not in office anymore? In case something like that would happen?
Wouldn't it be awesome to get, like, the president's
liver? I have the president's liver.
Yeah,
right. So, by the way, as another, intriguing.
Let's take this to the next step.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a Democrat and a Republican is in office and you get his parts, or vice versa.
I don't. Will you change from a Republican to Democrat because you got a liver from a Democrat and you're a Republican?
Could you imagine if our friend Roberta Fasanella got Donald Trump's heart?
Yeah. She'd rather die, probably. I'm proud
I didn't think Donald had a heart, but okay.
Boo. Okay, so the one other thing that I will call to your attention while I'm talking about House of Cards, here's Kevin Spacey, who for now, 4 years, has been playing the president, this guy Underwood, on the HBO special.
He's so good, though.
I mean, not HBO, on whatever he does. Netflix. So the new movie that's out this Friday is a story that connects Elvis Presley to Richard Nixon. It's supposed to be, my son says, it would be one of the best movies of the year, according to his pals who are...
I can't wait to see this movie.
Supposed to be a great movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is
that
Spacey, who's Underwood in the Netflix thing, plays Nixon in this movie.
Spacey plays Nixon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he looks, he mimics him. He's got the hunched shoulders and all of the
stuff.
Oh,
he'd be great at it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, also you know, names in the
you
news.
You know the backstory of that, don't you?
Which story?
Elvis
shows up at the White House.
He just shows up at the White House
because
he wanted to talk to President Nixon about guns.
Right.
Didn't Elvis, like, pull people over?
I think I heard that.
There was some drug enforcement agent or something.
Yeah, he wanted to be exactly. He wanted to be an official Fed. A G-man.
So just
he was on a million
House,
pills.
Right up to the White House, goes up to the little white thing and says, I'm Elvis. I want to see the president.
I'm Elvis president. I'd like to see the president, please.
Yep. That's what happened. All right. Also, Michael Glasgow, Stephen Bush, and Michael Prisby all are charged. These are other names in the news. They're accused of fudging test results to hide the amount of lead in the Flint water situation. But this is the bottom of the... Why didn't they charge the governor or the mayor or other people? They got these three guys at the bottom who are going to... Their heads will roll. But the people at the
plausible
top...
Plausible deniability. He didn't know about it at the point.
The governor's going to say that?
No, he didn't know about it at that point.
Anyway, I think he's a... Well, you know what I think about him. Okay, let's pause for a moment. And speaking of people that I don't think well about necessarily, the continuing saga of Michael Strahan. Is that how you pronounce his name? Strahan.
Strahan.
Yep.
Yeah, him and the overall rollout or rollback or side flips or whatever's being done by people because of what the fellow who runs Disney, this guy, his name is Iger. Last year, Robert Iger I don't know why this is important, the story, but I just saw it the other day in the What People Earn thing that was in Parade magazine, $65 million last year. And he's worth every penny of it because Disney's doing fabulously well. But he got himself involved in the running of Good Morning America. And so he has created this unbelievable firestorm that's screwing up a couple of his important programs. So we'll get to that story in just a moment here on Good Day.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
A new survey of American parents conducted by manufacturing industry leader SME shows it's time for moms, dads, and all of us to take a fresh look at an industry that's changing at lightning speed. Debbie Holton is SME Director of Events and Industry Strategy.
Half the survey respondents don't see manufacturing as an exciting, challenging, or engaging profession. The reality is, technological advancements in manufacturing, particularly in the world of 3D printing, have opened the doors to rewarding and well-paying careers with opportunities to create everything from aircraft parts to medical devices.
Thanks to a new international partnership between SME and TCT of the United Kingdom, those opportunities will continue to grow. Duncan Wood, Chief Operating Officer of Rapid News Communications Group, which houses TCT, explains.
The new partnership will leverage our collective industry knowledge and global networks to draw significantly more industry professionals together. This will help address the challenges of 3D manufacturing and drive even greater adoption and progress across all industries.
To learn more, visit SME.org.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
46 half the hour now on Good Day. So this continuing saga of Michael Strahan, his exit announcement, Kelly Ripa is ticked off. She's ripped, as well she should be. What a horrible way of handling this. I've never liked this guy. I'm pretty good at reading people. Has nothing to do with anything except that I think he's a jerk. I've always thought he was a jerk.
You don't like his lisp.
I don't like anything about him.
The fact
I don't
he's got
like
a professional TV career and he's got a lisp.
I don't care. I don't think he doesn't know why. Everybody's got their television. I don't have to like him any more than people have to like me or anybody, right. All the people on the radio. It's just my gut feeling about him is that he's a self-serving jerk. So he can come across as being sweet and all that other stuff, but he announced that he was leaving the show, and he said thank you to everybody, but listen to this.
We got a lot of letters about what I said earlier about leaving the show, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you all for your so much for your support. And I didn't want to say it earlier, but I really want to thank, of course, Kelly Ripa, because Kelly, yeah. Kelly welcomed me here, and I've learned so much from her, and she's just been an amazing influence on me, and this has truly changed my life to be here with her. And I know that the show will continue to be strong and great because of Kelly and Michael Gelman and the staff here, because everybody here is so talented, and this show has not been around for over 30 years by mistake.
Huh. Okay.
Well, it's interesting that Gelman apparently found out at the same time that Kelly Ripa found out.
Yeah.
All right, here's, after a press release had already gone out.
Yeah, she's off until next Tuesday at least. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't show up again. She was done.
Yeah.
Find some way to get out of it and go somewhere else. Here's Howard Kurtz, who's kind of an insider when it comes to the news media or the media, talking about what a PR nightmare this is for ABC.
Now, insiders tell me that Kelly and Michael do not get along, that Kelly and the ABC brass do not get along, and that some at Disney would like to take over her hour and expand the top-rated Good Morning America for a third hour. So that's the subtext there. You know what this reminds me of? Which is when NBC utterly bungled pushing out Ann Curry from the Today Show, which then tumbled from number one, because you know what these shows sell, these morning shows? They're family. They're coming into your living room. But when you have this kind of divorce spill into public view, and she resents him because she gave him this great opportunity, now he's dumping her, that can really alienate viewers.
Yeah, I think that what I remember now, I'm going back in my mind, I remember that she had a lot to say about who replaced Regis. And at first, she didn't want Regis to go, but the brass wanted him to go because he was too old. All right. So you saw the ratings go into the bucket, and then they came back again and were pretty substantial and pretty much as good as they had been before. But now Kurtz, and he's usually right, even though he's a blowhard, too. He's usually right about these things. And I didn't even think about this, Richie. They want to compete with the Today Show by expanding Good Morning America to another hour. So they yank the Kelly and Michael or whatever they call it now. They yank that show. And they put another hour of Good Morning America on. That's exactly what they're going to do.
GMA has been number one for the last 4 years.
Right. And, so Ripa goes to the Today Show. If she's smart, she's already on the phone with her agent. They're already on the phone with the Today Show, and she starts there next Monday.
That would be my vote.
Absolutely.
That would be funny. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just...
So she goes from one soap opera to another.
Yeah, well, but they've straightened things out, I think, there, don't you, on the Today Show?
They seem to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Richie's not, they're not convinced, it's not like... Anyway, so that's the story behind the story. There, you always get the story behind the story here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Has Victoria learned the song yet, Richie?
Victoria, you will not be able to walk through a supermarket without humming in your brain. Money pit.
Money pit! I don't know the thing about it. I haven't heard you sing yet.
You probably won't.
Really?
Probably a good thing.
No, that's with you. It's a good thing. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, joins us every week at this time. Once in a while, he gets to actually answer a question from a listener.
Occasionally.
But more importantly, what are the hosts of the program doing around their home to make it better? You know, last week we were talking about the skylight I was going to put in my studio. We're going to do that this weekend. And we're all set to do that. And the tree that it overlooked came down because I hired a tree crew to come in here and take it down. This is a monstrous big tree.
Tree killer.
We made a... No, actually, the vines killed the tree.
Yeah. I had the same thing happen once.
Yeah. But we cut this as the trunk about 4 feet wide, so we made a table out of the bottom.
So you're keeping the trunk or
yeah. No, I'm going to
take
place. I'm going to make a table out of the piece that came just below the trunk.
Nice.
I'm going to take get a stump grinder and grind up the stump of the tree so we can put another tree there and some flowers and stuff. But it's really an amazing process, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because there are some good questions here we got. But I just find that even with me, who's Mr. Do-It-Yourself, I have guys around that know how to do this or most of these sorts of things on the farm, but I would not tackle this. This is a very dangerous. You just don't want to.
Yeah, I had a large maple tree taken out a couple of months ago. The guys came in, they did it inside of an hour, and they basically disassembled it from the top down
right.
and ground it out. And in fact, just yesterday, I planted, I took out some of the wood chips that were where the stump was, put topsoil in and planted grass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my kids love the show America's Funniest Home Videos, and they did a whole segment the other day on people trying to take down their own trees in their backyard.
Big mistake.
And, man, it always goes wrong.
Yeah,
gravity sucks.
Your deck, your house.
Yeah, we take a lot of trees down here on the farm, but nothing that's close to a building. Because you just, or unless you, one of the guys knows how to fell a tree. But this tree was just too precarious. It was too tall, guy wires all over it. And I took some pictures and we'll post them. But they're just, it's pretty amazing to see them do the work. This is another example, Tommy, of how the specialized work, I mean, I'm somebody, again, I'll attack any job. But you got to know what your limits are. You got to be smart about taking chances.
Man got to know his limits.
Well, yeah, that's one. You just don't want to be messing with a big tree in a situation like that. Especially
look, I did the same thing, Doug. Here I am, you know, hosting the largest home improvement show on radio, and I'm not taking my own tree down. Yeah. I don't have the tools.
Yeah,
and I don't
What's
do
the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
I don't have the bucket trucks, the cranes.
Yeah,
all that sort of
I actually
stuff.
Do have a bucket truck. It goes up 40 feet. But
bucket
that
truck.
Wasn't high enough for this.
My uncle did this his whole life. He was climbing the trees.
Yeah. I was amazing to see them. That's right. It's like the old telephone pole guys. You don't see them anymore either.
They climb
put a strap around and they climb up the telephone pole.
Let's try to get to a question, shall we?
Okay. You want to do that now? Let's do it now. Teresa, listen to him bossing us around.
Man, he is the home improvement guy.
Teresa in Wisconsin writes, I've got an indoor-outdoor carpet in a room that's been down for 20 years or more. I'm guessing the way that this should have been written. I have a carpet that was installed 20 years ago. I think that's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
But trying to remove it, the black sticky stuff stayed on the floor. We're now having a tough time getting it up. Any suggestions?
You know, they say nothing lasts forever except for the black side of indoor-outdoor carpet, that rubber backing. That stuff is impossible to get up. Yeah. I will give you a trick of the trade on that. Of course, you have to physically scrape up as much as you can, but the residue that's left, WD-40 will actually melt that adhesive. And so you can work it a little bit at a time with some WD-40, and it will soften it and scrape it up. And then, of course, once it's all done and dried, you're going to no doubt have to sand that floor if it's over hardwood.
You know,
you're never
going
to be able to get it all up.
Reminds me, I moved from my old house to this house, and in my bathroom next to the old tub, I had this huge mirror so I could look at myself, obviously, when I was jumping into the tub. That's probably too much information, and it wasn't really why I had it there, but it sounds good. But it was glued to the wall, so the guys tried to take it off the wall, and no, nothing doing, because all you do is break it. But that's not
there's a trick to that, Doug.
Oh, is it?
You get a wire, like a piano wire, and you basically put it behind the glass, and then you kind of saw it back and forth, separating the glue from the wall all the way down. So you're not really bending the mirror. You're just separating the glue from the
guy.
Wall.
Wow, what a great tip that is. I'm going back over to the house that I sold and get my mirror now. Take a string from the piano and go over there and do it. Right?
Yeah, just choose a note you don't like. Take it apart.
Hey. All right, Tom Kreider, check out the Money Pit's website, moneypit.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.